It's 8:30 Friday mornings. We talk movies with Stephanie Curtis from Minnesota Public Radio News for the Movie Maven segment. All right, Stephanie, what's good this weekend?
Spotlight.
Okay, what is Spotlight? Tell us about it.
This is about, in the year 2000, a group of investigative reporters at the Boston Globe were assigned by their head editor to look into priests who were molesting children, and then they started seeing a larger pattern that the church hierarchy knew about these guys, and we just kind of keep moving them around. So it's about the everybody has heard about these investigations. We had one here, and the Archdiocese is now bankrupt as they try to deal with the aftermath. And so this is about that story, but it's told from the point of view of those journalists. So the slow on like how there's a lot of talk about how will we tell this story? How do you cover it? Can we get people to talk? And the interesting things about it are, one, it's Boston, where no one wanted to speak ill of the Catholic Church. And
sure,
the Catholic Church had a bunch of power, where the new editor of the Boston Globe came in, and within weeks, he was invited to have a sit down with Cardinal Law, the archbishop in charge of the region.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's that kind of, it's like almost like a company town where everyone's in the Catholic Church. And all these reporters had ties. They were straight Catholics. And so it's interesting to talk about, to see them in Boston at that time and how they tell the story. And so even if you know what happens with the story, it doesn't matter. It's completely gripping. And they are so, it's a period piece. And you can't, year 2000, you think, how could it be a period piece? But the fashions in that newsroom. Newsrooms, I can tell you, are never at the height of fashion.
No, I've been downstairs, Stephanie.
I know.
I've been down to our newsroom.
You've seen us. You know what we look like down there. But let me tell you, the Globe in the year 2000 was hysterical.
I'm like picturing all these little butterfly clips in the women's hair. But I've seen a few previews for this movie, and I was excited when I saw Michael Keaton in the movie. It's like, he is so back. He is so back.
He is so back, and he is fantastic. It's an ensemble, so they've got Mark Ruffalo, they've got Rachel McAdams, they have Liev Schreiber as the editor. But then Michael Keaton plays the leader of the editorial team, and the guy who has to decide where they're going to go, and also a guy who's got deep ties to the Catholic Church. He went to Catholic high school. He knows all these guys, and he's always looked up to them. And so he's got some conflicts. But the other nice thing about it is it's based on real people, and you feel like the real people really. There is no big speech where someone stands up and says, "We need to take these people down." Instead,
sure,
it's a schlubby editor saying, "Well, I think we really should kind of look and see how far up to the top it goes," and they'll kind of nod. So it's nice that it's not overblown.
The film is called Spotlight, and it's about the Boston Globe's Spotlight Team, the oldest operating newspaper investigative unit in the United States.
Oh, so, I didn't know that. They didn't mention that in the movie.
Well, there you go. I'm sharing
facts I didn't know, Jill.
Sharing the facts with you here on 89.3 The Current. Stephanie Curtis, Minnesota Public Radio News. She comes up on Friday mornings in what is extremely stylish clothing.
I think I'm
by
looking
the
pretty okay today.
You're a fashion icon.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You've got the reputation for being the fashionista on the news floor, I think. At least according to us. But then look at me. I'm wearing sweatpants this morning. I will freely admit that here.
When you arrive in those early mornings, you should have seen what I looked like when I arrived to Direct Morning Edition so many years ago.
Oh, that's right.
You were
early morning back then. That's right.
You kind of dress not realizing that at some point other people will arrive and see you.
I know. I'd forget every day. I know. I'm
9
still
o'clock.
Used to working the night shift, maybe. The Movie Maven segment, Friday mornings here on 89.3 The Current.